Time to get back into our fishing talk with Nick at Superior Outfitters on Front Street in downtown Marquette. And this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, let's switch over and talk about the inland lakes then. I'm still getting some pretty darn good, consistent fishing reports on our inland lakes. Everything from crappie to walleye to bass to pike. And I'm planning on chasing a few muskie again this weekend. Hopefully I can tie into another one.
Everything's going to continue to pick up as we move into fall, I bet.
You said you're hearing that most of the fishermen coming into your shop are focusing on bass, pike, and walleye?
Just a lot of the guys are. You know, most of the fly fishermen have switched back to trout, it seems like. But everyone else is taking advantage of the walleye. I mean, I've heard pretty good things. Besides them, I'm like down in Little Bay to knock, and that again, you know, they're back into a predictable pattern, and a lot of guys from Marquette are making the trip down there, having a lot of fun with that.
Are you still selling a lot of live bait out of your shop?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, selling lots and lots of crawlers right now, crawler harnesses. That's been pretty consistent for the inland lakes around here, just pulling those.
Well, you mentioned crawler harnesses. I'm assuming you're talking walleye, maybe perch a little bit?
Yep, picking up both at the same time, and, you know, you get a bass or a pike doing that, too.
Well, is there any colors that have been hotter sellers or working better that you're hearing about?
Mostly stuff with gold. Gold and red, and then gold and fire tiger.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's a good tip right there. If you have any of those, try them out this weekend for sure. Anything else that you want us to know about fishing-wise, or actually anything fall-oriented that is going on in your shop there?
Well, I got Superior Lures bringing in new stuff every week now, it seems like. Just sent me a picture a few minutes ago. Not too many guys are familiar with them in this area, but it's a spinner very similar to an Arctic spinner. Absolutely deadly on coho and kings. They also make a good pike, muskie, and smallmouth bait. He's bringing me a new batch of colors tomorrow with new blade styles, so you might want to check those out. They're very good on early salmon, especially if the water gets up and cloudy. These have a great thump to them, and I've had good luck when just nobody else is even going out because everything's blown out.
Hmm.
And these will still pick up fish. Can't even see the strike, and they're there.
I'm assuming you got different sizes of them, or are they just one size and different colors?
Well, he makes a variety of baits. These only come in two sizes. I just recommend one size for the salmon. No, they're not exactly too picky on that.
Well, that's cool. I'll have to get in there and check them out for myself. And well, I'm going to be chasing some muskie this weekend. I'll let you know how I did.
Should be a good weekend for it.
All right, Nick, I appreciate your time as usual. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, sounds good.
Have a good weekend. This is The Outdoor Show.